Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. Donegal County Council held a special meeting this afternoon to mark the Chrysler tragedy, which saw 10 people lose their lives in an explosion on Friday, October 7th. Over €1.1 million has been raised to date for the Chrysler Community Support Fund. The concrete block levy will be cut to 5% and its introduction has been delayed until September next year. However, the Finance Minister is adamant it will go ahead. Gardaí renew their appeal for information on a fatal crash in Carrigart last week. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that special meeting of Donegal County Council that took place this afternoon, marking the Chrysler tragedy. The meeting was told that day and the days that followed saw ordinary people called on to do extraordinary things in the face of terrible devastation. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Opening the meeting, Cahirla Councillor Liam Blaney said they gathered with a heavy heart. He said the council is deeply indebted to all the emergency services who worked tirelessly through the weekend. He paid tribute to the council's own staff, especially the fire service. He paid tribute to Letterkenny University Hospital, other medical responders and the fire and medical teams from Northern Ireland who came to the area. That cross-border response was also acknowledged by Fianna Fáil Whip Councillor Kieran Brogan, who said it shows the strength of the links that exist between Donegal and its neighbours. Special tributes have also been paid to Father John Joe Duffy. Most of all, Councillor Blaney said the council wants to recognise the response of the local community who came out to help as much as possible. Contractors and machinery operators were there within minutes and stayed as long as was needed. Out of Donegal's darkest hours, members said the best of the county spirit was seen.
Over €1.1 million has been raised to date for the Chrysler Community Support Fund. The fund was initiated almost immediately in response to the tragedy by the Irish Red Cross in cooperation with Onpost and Applegreen. Emergency distribution of funds has commenced in the area. Liam O'Dwyer is Secretary General of the Irish Red Cross. He says they are liaising with the families who have been directly impacted.
Our members on the ground have begun some emergency distribution of funds at this stage, and they're dealing with the relatives on a one-by-one basis, and they're making some offering some assistance, and then we're going to begin later in the week a consultation process then with the relevant statutory agencies and local bodies and indeed the relatives as to what about the short and medium term distribution of the funds.
The concrete block levy will be cut to 5% and its introduction has been delayed. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue has confirmed it will now take effect from the 1st of September next year. The money raised by the levy is designed to contribute toward meeting the cost of the MICA redress scheme. There had been some criticism of the original plan announced in the budget, which would have seen a 10% levy introduced in April. The construction industry has strongly opposed such a levy because of the costs it would add to building a home. The move is also being strongly opposed by the MICA Action Group and other defective block campaigners who say ultimately the levy will be paid by the very people it's supposed to be supporting. Well, this afternoon, Minister Pascal Donoghue told reporters there will be changes, but he said the levy will go ahead and probably for longer than was first envisaged.
This levy is now at a lower rate, but I believe it's going to be here for longer. So there will be no sunset clause in relation to it. And then in relation to the use of cross-border imports, regardless of where the poured concrete or the bricks are sourced from, the levy has to be paid in Ireland.
Meanwhile, more details have emerged about the International Conference on the Science and Societal Impacts of Defective Blocks, which is due to take place next month in Letterkenny. The event is being co-hosted by ATU, Ulster University and Midlands Northwest MEP Luke Ming-Flanagan. It'll take place at the ATU's Letterkenny campus on November 15th. A number of international experts in geology, earth sciences and engineering will be addressing the event. Professor Paul Dunlop is Research Director for Geography and Environmental Sciences at Ulster University. He says the conference is about highlighting the approach in other countries in an aim to create standards that effectively address the defective block issue here in Ireland.
We decided that we would try and reach out to some of the best international scientists in the world who work with defective concrete, geological minerals, and understand the detail of what has happened in concrete and bring them across to Ireland. Now, we had an event in March last year, if you recall. We had speakers at the European Parliament. These are the same people. So Luke Ming-Flanagan's office is paying for them to come across to Donegal to basically see what's happening in detail up close and also share with anybody who wants to come to the conference, whether that's homeowners or engineers working on the scheme or government officials or people from the NSAI, what pyrotite does in concrete, what other factors may be causing issues here in concrete in Donegal, and also what science has told other countries internationally about the impacts of these minerals on concrete. It's a gathering of expertise for the first time with some of the leading experts in this field in Ireland to try and throw a fair bit of intelligence onto the issue. One of the things that we want to do is bring across other people from different countries to show how science has informed the standards in other countries. And we know the people who we've brought across, their scientific results have changed standards in Canada, in America, in Norway. It's about trying to sort of say, well, what did you do with your country and what can we do here in Ireland? We have an authority, a body called NSAI, National Standards Authority of Ireland. We are responsible for updating standards. So, you know, they can learn from other countries about what to do, how do they deal with this issue, and how do they change standards to protect citizens.
And that was Professor Paul Dunlop. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on a fatal crash last week in Carrigart. Seamus Rogers, who was in his 40s, was the sole occupant of the vehicle involved in the collision just before 8 o'clock on Friday last. He died as a result of his injuries. Gardaí Grainne Doherty is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a single vehicle fatal road traffic collision happened on the R245 in Carrigart on the morning of Friday the 14th of October. So this collision occurred just before 8 a.m. The driver was the sole occupant of the vehicle, a man aged in his 40s, and he sadly later passed away as a result of his injuries. So we are appealing to any witnesses or road users who may have dash cam footage who were in that area around that time to make this footage available to Gardaí. Gardaí may be contacted in Milford on 074 915 3060. The Garda confidential lines there, as always, also 1-800-666-111, or contact any Garda station.
Investigations are continuing into a number of alleged assaults in Burnfoot. A number of men are believed to have been involved in an incident in the car park of a closed licensed premises at Sapa on Thursday last at 10 p.m. Gardaí are urging anyone who was in the area and may have witnessed the incident or who has dash cam footage to contact them in Buncrana. Police in Tyrone have been given more time to question a man in connection with a murder in Omagh. A 53-year-old man died after he was attacked by a man armed with a machete outside a house in the Sleafcool Park area. The incident happened just before midnight on Sunday. Another man was taken to hospital for treatment of injuries to his hand. Detectives were granted a court order allowing them an additional 36 hours to question a 20-year-old man over the attack. He'd been arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. The Neil T. Blaney Road in Letterkenny has reopened after it was closed for several hours today. Gardaí say a man was found on the road close to the Donegal County Council Public Services Centre with unexplained injuries. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. It's not believed his injuries are life-threatening. Nurses are demanding the government take action to deal with what they describe as chronic overcrowding in emergency departments. The General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Nihay, said they were sounding the alarm on grim conditions in every emergency department across the country. She says nurses and midwives have just come out of the worst of COVID-19. They're now working, she said, in a system that is sleepwalking into another overcrowding crisis. Gardaí are joining forces with the PSNI to target people smuggling fireworks across the border. Officers will be able to stop and search vehicles without a warrant if they suspect they're carrying illegal fireworks. They're not available for sale in this country, and only licensed sellers and buyers can purchase them north of the border. Well, Kate Patterson is a community policing Gardaí with Dundalk Gardaí Station, and she says the PSNI will be carrying out spot checks at retailers as well.
Anything sold without a license in these car boots, in these markets, you know, from the side of the road, they're extremely dangerous. And that's why we have put in place this cross-border joint policing operation. We're sharing information with the PSNI. We are conducting checkpoints with the PSNI.
Gardaí are on the hunt for three people seen fleeing the scene of a criminal damage incident in Letterkenny. On Sunday last, at around 20 past one, damage was caused to the driver's side window and rear passenger window of a car that was parked in the Meadowbank area of the town. Gardaí are urging road users who travelled in the area of Long Lane or within Meadowbank Park and had a dash cam with them to make the footage available. They're also urging anyone who witnessed that particular incident to come forward.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with boxing, and Amy Broadhurst will be aiming to secure Ireland's third medal at the European Elite Women's Championships within the hour. The Dundalk native faces Serbia's Milena Matvic in the light welterweight quarterfinal. Later on, Christina Desmond takes on Sweden's Hannah Ingrid Heddy in the quarterfinals of the light middleweight class. Already today, Michaela Walsh and Shannon Sweeney have secured at least bronze with victories in the respective flyweight and 48kg quarterfinals. But Kerry McCall lost her light flyweight quarterfinal to Italy's Olena Savchuk by split decision earlier on today. Gaelic Games All-Ireland Ladies Club Football Championship finals are to be played at Croke Park for the first time. Both the intermediate and senior finals will be staged at HQ on Saturday, December the 10th. The junior final will be played the following day with a venue still to be determined. And also in Gaelic Games, the late Tyrone hurling star Damien Casey has been named at wing forward in the Ring, Record and Maher Team of the Year for 2022. The 29-year-old tragically passed away last June. Casey scored 14 points of Tyrone's tally in their Nicky Record Cup final win over Roscommon at Croke Park. The awards will be presented this Friday evening. Well, the new College of Sports season for the various sports teams at ATU Donegal begin this week. First up is the ladies Gaelic footballers. They take on ATU Sligo this evening in the League Division 3 opener at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy. Throw in time for that one is at 7 o'clock. The men's soccer team will play their trade in the top flight Premier Division of the CUFL this year. They start tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock against UCD in Dublin, with the hosts expected to field several of their League of Ireland side. Manager Shane Byrne says it'll be a good test early on in the campaign.
Oh, it'll be a big test for us. It's our first game. With the fixtures coming out and the students coming back kind of fairly late in that, we only had one friendly game before we went under this, so it's a big test, especially with the UCD, and they'll have probably 5, 6, 7 League Ireland players playing with them, so it'll be a big good test for us.
And schools result then from today, the FEI Schools First Year B Girls National Cup semi-final. It was Ross's Community School Dunlow 5, St Clair's Comprehensive School Manor Hamilton 0. Emma Wallace with 3 goals and Ellie Boner with the Dunlow scores. The other goal was an OG. Cross-channel Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has been charged with improper behaviour by the FA following Sunday's Premier League clash with Manchester City. The German was sent off by referee Anthony Taylor late in the game following an altercation with one of the assistant officials. Klopp has until Friday to respond. Meanwhile, the Liverpool managers confirmed that Diogo Jota will miss next month's World Cup. The Portuguese striker suffered a calf injury in Sunday's 1-0 win at home to Manchester City in the Premier League. Tonight, Wolves caretaker boss Steve Davis believes Nathan Collins' return to the side will add some much-needed leadership. The Republic of Ireland defender is available for tonight's trip to Crystal Palace, having served a 3-match suspension. 8:15 is the start time there at Selhurst Park. Also tonight in the Premier League, bottom club Nottingham Forest, they travel to play Brighton. In the Championship, Norwich have the chance to go top of the table tonight. They'll be without Andrew Obabemadele for the visit of Luton Town to Carroll Road. Blackburn Rovers, they also have eyes in the summit ahead of their meeting with Sunderland. Sixth place, eighth as Reading travel to Swansea City. Elsewhere, it's Huddersfield Town versus Preston North End. Stoke, they take on Rotherham United, and it's West Bromwich Albion against Bristol City. In the Irish Premiership, there's one game down for decision tonight. Linfield, they host Glenavon. And in Scotland, Kilmarnock, they'll try to reach their first major semi-final in a decade when they host Dundee United and the last eight of the Scottish League Cup, also in action tonight. In snooker, finally for this evening, two Irish players will be in second round action this evening at the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast. Aaron Hill takes on former world champion Judd Trump, while Jared Green, he plays Robert Mulkins. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Today, transition years and fifth year students across the country received confirmation they'll get their junior cert exam results on November 23rd. It's 4 months since they sat the exams. With more, here's Alex Rowley.
The Department of Education has earmarked the 23rd of November as the dates for grades to be issued. It cited a shortage of correctors as one of the issues for the delay. Many students have been frustrated, according to the Irish Second Level Students Union President, Caitlin Faye Maniti.
It has a lot of effect on junior cert results students, specifically those who have entered already their academic year, who have skipped TY, those who are sitting in their classes not knowing what level they were or what results they've gotten in their junior cert results.
But guidance counsellor and columnist with the Irish Times, Brian Mooney, doesn't think the delay will affect most of the students.
Most students are doing transition year, and what they really need to know is the levels for Irish, English, Maths for the higher or ordinary level for the Leaving Cert. And that process will take place in most schools around March or April of next year.
Meanwhile, the Teachers Union of Ireland General Secretary Michael Gillespie says preparations should now be put in place for next year's corrections.
I think we need to look for, to recruit people earlier, right, in the year to do exams and start dealing with any scarcities in subjects earlier in the year.
And that special report was from Alex Rowley. The Taoiseach says no evictions will be allowed this winter after the government passes new legislation. The ban will cover people who have already been issued with a notice to quit. They can't be forced to leave their home until after March 31st under the plan which was approved earlier by the Cabinet. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Dáil today they want to have the ban in place by the 1st of November.
The full discussion on this will be when the bill is published. But I said earlier in the House that specifically the bill will defer certain notices of termination served on tenants for the period on the day after the date of the passing of this Act and ending on the 31st of March. I couldn't be clearer.
There is to be a focus on allocating more road space to pedestrians and cyclists in Letterkenny under new plans revealed by the Department of Transport. Under the government's Pathfinder programme, initiatives are being put in place to encourage the use of more sustainable transport methods. According to Minister Eamon Ryan, works will see road space in the town reallocated to allow more walking and cycling infrastructure. The department says there will be a series of pedestrian and cyclist schemes that will service key destinations in Letterkenny and link residential areas with educational, employment and commercial hubs. Police in Derry City and Strabane are warning people to be vigilant after a number of people in the area were scammed out of money. One person lost £1,700 sterling. Another lost more than £3,000. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
Police received a report on Sunday from a member of the public who lost £1,700 in an energy discount scam. They had initially been contacted on October 8th via text claiming to be owed £400 and went on to fill in their bank details on what turned out to be a fake website. On Sunday last, they received a call from a man purporting to be from their bank requesting confirmation of a verification code they'd sent. This was done, thinking it was legitimate, but only afterwards the person realised it was a scam and that money was taken from their account. In another report, a couple lost more than £3,000 in a WhatsApp scam. They both believed they'd sent money to a family member. Police say possible approaches from scammers include making false offers of energy refunds, energy discounts, tax rebates and cost of living payments.
Well, the forecast and Met Éireann tell us it'll be dry at first tonight, but cloud will build and rain will arrive to southern parts. It'll be heavy in places with a risk of some surface flooding. Lowest overnight temperature 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. Fresh easterly winds. Tomorrow, Wednesday, again wet and breezy as rain spreads to all areas. In the morning, it'll be heavy and possibly thundery. Again, a risk of some surface flooding. Drier spells in the afternoon in top temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds, fresh to strong and gusty. Main stories. In Donegal County Council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to mark the Chrysler tragedy. It saw 10 people lose their lives in an explosion on Friday, October the 7th. The meeting was told that day and the days that followed saw ordinary people called on to do extraordinary things in the face of terrible devastation. Cathaoirleach Liam Blaney paid tribute to the emergency services, to the council's own staff, but most importantly, he said, he paid tribute to the local community. Over £1.1 million euro, meanwhile, has been raised to date by the Chrysler Community Support Fund. Emergency distribution of funds has now begun on the ground by the Irish Red Cross. The concrete block levy will be cut to 5% and its introduction has been delayed. However, the finance minister said this means it will now be there for longer. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 18th of October. The death has occurred of Billy O'Donnell, Bally McFadden, Kilcar, formerly of Glenfinn. Billy's remains will repose at his residence at Bally McFadden, Kilcar, from 2pm to 9pm tomorrow Wednesday and Thursday. House strictly private, please, at all other times, including on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St. Carthas Church, Kilcar, with burial afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. The death has occurred of Maureen Gillen, née Griffin, 12, Meadowbank Park, Long Lane, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and again from 12 noon to 9 o'clock tomorrow evening with Rosary Nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of John Moore, Clunta Clonmany, formerly of Killina, Carberry, County Kildare. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely funeral directors. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Alexander Ali Freen, Maharaboy, Rafo. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock for funeral service in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Rafo, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral service at 2 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to St. Eunan's Cathedral and the Kidney Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Kate Brogan, née McCrabb, Newton Cunningham. Kate will repose at her parents' family home, Noland Anne McCrabb, Mumine St. Johnson, from 8 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow. Funeral from Mumine St. Johnson on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Pat Loch, Rye Manor Cunningham, formerly of Duhil Ardra. Pat's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 this evening. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9, travelling through Manor Cunningham Village at approximately 9:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The house is private, please. And the death has taken place of Noel O'Dugan, Duggan, Dor, Guidor. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, until 8 o'clock tonight. They'll repose there again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, on Thursday morning at 11, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.